It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. March 24th. 1802, the Puffing Devil was born as Richard Trevithick and Andrew Vivain patented a steam engine that powered a full-size locomotive. 1896, possibly the first radio transmission was reportedly made by Alexander Popov, as he said Heinrich Hertz between the buildings at St. Petersburg University. He didn't report on this demonstration until years later, which brought debate on if it actually happened. 1965, NASA's Ranger 9 brings images of the moon to televisions around the United States for the first time. Viewers watched as the craft crash-landed onto the moon. 1989, the Exxon Valdez crashes and spills 240,000 barrels of petroleum in Alaska. 1993, the comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 was discovered. 1998, Electronics Boutique Holdings Corp. offers 7.5 million common shares in an initial public offering. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2001, Apple Computer releases the Mac OS X. This version introduced the stability of the protected memory architecture with the introduction of a version of Darwin based on FreeBSD 5.0. It was codenamed Cheetah and priced at $129. 2004, the European Commission issued a unanimous decision that finds Microsoft guilty of abusing the near monopoly of its Windows operating system. The Commission ordered Microsoft to pay a record 497 million euros, about $613 million, to make a European version of its operating system without a media player available within 90 days. Also in 2004, Microsoft released the Windows Mobile 2003 Second Edition operating system, also known as Windows Mobile 2003 SE. It was offered on the Dell Axiom X30. 2008, antitrust officials decide the merger between XM and Sirius is not going to lessen competition. And Netflix suffers a website outage. It comes back up in the day, but isn't fully functional until the 25th of 2008. 2009, Steve Wozniak joined the Deep Dive Advisory Board. Novell released SUSE Linux Enterprise 11. Also in 2009, China confirms that they would continue to block YouTube, but won't give a reason why. Pirate Bay announced that they would offer a VPN pipe so people cannot be traced on their actions. And AT&T joins the RIAA by announcing they will send out warning letters to those who download music illegally. And in 2014, Brendan Eich was named CEO of Mozilla. The co-founder took the spot after Gary Kovacs announced that he was stepping down. And the company Box filed for their IPO. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and Geekazine.com.